morning, Ruth.
Well, good morning, Matt.
So, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's sunny. It's Friday.
What can you do for people who are looking for a support team for crisis situation or for long term?
That's a really good question. I think maybe we'll talk first about long-term support. Everyone that comes to UpHouse that wants to become a member has to have first a support team, mental health support team in place. So that means they might have two or three people on their team, they might have five or six. We don't control that. But it's really important for us because when people come to UpHouse, usually they're feeling good, they're ready to be at UpHouse. And then sometimes maybe they're not feeling so well for one reason or another, and it's important that they have those mental health professionals in place to help them because we're not a clinical setting, so we can't really do counseling or therapy. We will try to help people, you know, to find resources or to get involved with UpHouse, but everybody has that team first, so it means that they do have long-term support in place. We try to get to know our members really well. They're coming in and we talk with them and we do work with them side by side, so we kind of get to know how they talk, how they dress, how they're feeling. And then when they come in and we see, oh, something's changed, they seem to be tired or they don't have as much energy or they're not focused as much, we'll try and say, well, you know, what's happening? You know, is you having trouble sleeping? Is something going on? And we'll try to have a conversation. And sometimes it's enough just to try and get them involved in UpHouse more, you know, to say, would you like to do some data entry? You want to answer the phone? But sometimes that's not enough. We see there's a lot going on in their life and they need more help than what we can offer them. So what we'll do then is help them call to get services.
No.
So, okay, one of the places that we call often is a crisis center. And the one in our area is called Tracom. So, yeah, they've been fantastic with us and the members. We can call them, and we never call alone, the staff. We always call with the members if that's what they want to do. And we'll say, we have someone with us. They're not feeling well. You know, can we talk to you a little bit about how we can help this person? And together we tell the story of what's happening with this person. And then the crisis center can do different kinds of things. They can send someone to visit. To talk with the person. They can suggest, you know, maybe some other kind of resource that might help them. And also they have a 24-hour helpline. Often what they'll do is they'll say, so give us a call anytime. Middle of the night, you're not feeling well, give us a call and you can talk to us. So we try to hook up people with different kinds of resources. There's also helplines, like Suicide Action. People can also call there. So what we'll try to do is give people a list of resources that they can use if they're feeling in crisis. The other thing we really try to do is make sure that if they say, well, you know, I think maybe I need to see my psychiatrist, but I'm a little bit nervous about calling, we can always call with them and say, you know, this person is here, they're not feeling so well, maybe could they come in and see you? What do you think they should do? Because those people know that member much better than we do in a clinical way.
What about the 911, the hospital, the emergency? They don't have access to that? I saw a couple of times you called emergency for people who are lost conscious.
Usually if we're calling 911, it's because it's a medical emergency. Okay, so when we've called before, it's because someone was having a heart problem or they had become very dizzy and fallen and hurt themselves. So then we need the medical support. We don't usually call 911 for someone who's having a mental health issue. More we'll try to do other things first. And because we know our members quite well, they're not usually when they come here in crisis. They're usually coming here when they're wanting help, when they want to be with us, when they are still able to participate. Usually by the time you're in crisis, you kind of need another kind of support. So generally, no, we won't call 911.
Thank you, Ruth, for your help, and I wish you continue to help people. This might get you some good position one day, maybe become the president.
The president, wow. Yeah. The president of
UpHouse. Prime Minister.
All right, thank you for talking with me.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, this is Sylvie. You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org, working together hand in hand for better mental health.